Preparing to delve in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of Master Delve Theatre. I remain Citanium, and I cannot seem to stop doing this voice. Today we conclude Operation Santa Drop with our third and final installment. Aurora, Luth, and Snowball approach the bridge, and whatever sinister forces have sabotaged Santa's submersible, who could be behind it all? Will the party use the power of Christmas and fire to save Santa? Find out now with this bacon-filled episode. Yes, you heard me. So much bacon. And not Kevin Bacon. Actual bacon. Enjoy.
You enter a small industrial-looking room. It looks like a candy kitchen. A machine sits in the room, idly waiting instructions from a panel. Way too complicated for you to understand. Elves are really smart. But there are three small bags to carry candies in. So this is a loot room. You guys can choose 20 candies. They are licorice whips, red hots, mints, marshmallows, Snickers, chocolates, and gummy bears. And you can choose 20 of them. And each of them will have an effect in battle.
Are the gummy bears actually moving?
No.
Because there is the fish that... Well, even so, I think I'd rather take 20 gummy bears.
Okay.
And take my 20 gummy bears.
So 20 gummy bears for Nathan. I assume you wrote that down.
Oh, I did.
DC, what do you want?
I'll take the marshmallows.
You can get a mix of things if you decide, if you don't just want marshmallows.
We'll take 10 marshmallows and 10 red hots.
10 marshmallows and 10 red hots. They are licorice whips, red hots, mints, marshmallows, Snickers, chocolate bars, and gummy bears.
I'm going for the candy assortment.
A little of everything?
Two of each and one more of everything, the red hots and the chocolate bars.
Okay.
That will be 19. I'll take another gummy bear.
Okay. And then 4 gummy bears?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Written down. You see an open door behind the machine. You can probably go through it to the next room.
I'm liking that door that I just saw.
Want to go through it?
Well, whenever you are presented with a door, you should always consider going through it. At least once.
Yeah, you should.
Perfect.
Slowly, you move into a new area, pushing open an old wooden door. The walls are papered green with snowflakes, and spruce joists line the ceiling. A monitor sits against one wall surrounded by stone brick, and an image of a warm fire crackles merrily on it. In one corner of the room is a table upon which sits an old-timey record player. Christmas carols float softly among the room, and next to the table are some shelves lined with vinyl. In the center of the room is a warm plush chair made of dark wood and green cloth. On one side is a big box from which spills a long piece of cream parchment. On the other side is a small stand on which rests a plate of sugar cookies and a glass of white foaming liquid. On one wall there are a few bookshelves, lined with leather bindings of all colors and guarded by glass doors. On the other is a dresser lined with intricate, beautiful figurines and ornaments, each handsome, each handmade. Clearly, this is the big man's room, but where could Santa be? There are no other obvious exits to the room other than the one you came back through. And turning to try it, you find it locked. You're stuck in here until you can find another way out.
I will make a perception roll.
Okay, it'd be a d20 plus 4.
Okay, so that ends up being 11.
Okay. You notice that the bookshelves and the dresser are all locked. You can't get into them. Does anyone else want to make an action?
Yeah, I'll take a look around, too.
Okay. I think you also get a plus 4, but let me double check. And I apologize. My throat is a little raw tonight.
It's all right.
Okay, you get a plus 2 to that.
Okay, so 9.
You see that most of the vinyl records on the walls are a collection of different songs from the big band era. So, like, Glenn Miller, Frank Sinatra, stuff like that.
I'm coming back to work for Santa after we find him.
There's plush animals and big band music. This is awesome.
He's a real guy.
Yeah, he really is. Right. He's a Renaissance man.
Does someone else want to investigate the room?
I will.
Okay.
I have trap finding, so I want to make sure nothing will...
Okay.
Jump out and try to attack it.
The milk is a bomb! Just kidding. There's no explosions in these areas.
Oh, good.
Yet.
I got a 24.
Ooh. So, You discover a small button hidden underneath the stand of milk and cookies. Will you press it?
Anybody else have an opinion on this?
I think you should press it. But don't mind me, I'm just the game master.
Well, when life presents you with a button...
You should press it.
You should probably press it. Yes, deductive reasoning. Being what it is.
We need to do this more often. This is a nice little group we have going here.
I love it so much.
Alright, so I assume you press the button.
Yeah, I hit the button.
The monitor with the flickering flame on it changes to a password screen, and a keyboard slides in place underneath the chair. On the chair, excuse me, not underneath it.
How flammable is this room?
Extremely flammable. If you ignite it, you will all die.
I love how hard you are trying to circumvent all these puzzles.
Well, you gave me a bag of tricks, and now I need to figure out how to creatively use them.
Okay. Just as a side note, those were all intended for the fights that have been skipped because of time constraints.
Oh, okay. What? Oh, yeah. If I put the 7 cookies out, will Santa come?
Ooh. What kind of cookies are they?
I don't know.
They're oatmeal raisin. They're healthy cookies. Oh. They make you feel better when you eat them.
I'm just going to put the 7 cookies out on the desk.
Okay.
And just see what happens.
Nothing happens.
Well, more cookies for me. And I eat all 7 of the cookies.
You're going to eat all 7 of the cookies?
Hey.
Sorry, would you like some of these cookies while we're in it? They're oatmeal raisin.
I'm good.
That's a shame, because does anyone else want to eat cookies?
Sure, I'll eat a cookie.
Okay, I'll take a cookie.
Each one of you eats a cookie, and you discover that they're healing cookies. They'll heal you for 3/5 of a wound if you eat them. But since your health is all full, it's useless.
Oh.
So you wasted 3 cookies.
Perfect. Can I roll to see if they were delicious?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I got a 12. Were they any good?
They were pretty decent.
Oh, you know, okay, good. Okay,
elves are pretty decent bakers down here.
Oh, perfect. Great.
Or I guess it's up there, but...
And now we have 4 cookies.
So, do you guys want to investigate anything? The parchment, the bookshelves, the chair?
I'll go look at the bookshelves.
I was going to look at the parchment.
Okay, would you both roll d20?
19.
17.
Okay, you can see behind one of the bookshelves is a book marked Words Take Flight. It seems really interesting, and you'd like to take a closer look at it, but it's locked, so you can't get into it right now. And that glass is bulletproof. You won't be able to break it.
Not even with those high-speed spuds. I can't speak.
A study of the parchment shows it to be the list. There's a variety of names on here, including the parties, and often marked either naughty or nice, except for one. Candy Cane. It's circled in red ink.
Candy Cane. Spelled C-A-I-N.
Hey, look at this. Someone's not been doing good.
Someone's getting coal in their stocking this year. Santa's bringing them a wedgie.
Do you think if we put these cookies in their stocking instead of the coal, that it would solve the problem?
I'm not sure.
If I sprinkle the flying dust on the book, who do you think this Candy Cane fellow is?
Does someone want to make an insight check or something along those lines?
Yeah, I'll make a logic check.
Logic check, insight check. Yes. Both of you roll a d20. Yes. I think DC gets it's +6, and Nathan gets a +4.
A perception check is also useful here.
I got 15.
And I would have gotten a 20. 16 plus 4. So.
Okay. Do you think maybe the name has something to do with the password, since it's standing out? You also notice that, Nathan, your name says check twice.
What have you been up to, Nathan? Have you been a naughty horse?
I know what you did last Tuesday.
Wait, is there a pen around here? We need to make some modifications.
There are no pens.
No pens?
If you find a pen, I make you drop it.
He can't even pick it up. He doesn't have hands.
This is true. You know what? I'll just leave the hand mirror next to the book, so every time he looks at my name, there's going to be a screaming hand mirror looking back at
him. Well, it doesn't scream anymore. It whines. It goes,
close enough. True. That hand mirror is not getting any cookies. Let me tell you that much. It's on the naughty list for life.
So it has something. The name is related to the password.
And you said Cain was C-A-I-N?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it now. That has nothing to do with the password. That's just an alternate spelling because I didn't want it to be too obvious that it was Candy Cane, which James spoiled.
Oh, it's like the candy. That looks like a cane. I get it now.
Can I do a perception check?
Yes, you can.
Go for it.
I got a 9.
You notice that there are the beautiful figures on the drawers.
The drawers. There's a bunch of handmade, intricate figurines. Some nutcrackers, some ballerinas.
You notice three ballerinas that look like they're important.
And there's a bunch of cookie jars on there, too. Because Santa likes cookies.
I'm going to take all the cookies from the cookie jar, because maybe they're healing cookies, too.
They are not.
There's several varieties. White chocolate macadamia nut, butterscotchies, chocolate chip.
How many can I hold at
once?
Will
you make a perception check? Will you make a perception check for me, please?
Yes. 11 and my modifier, I think.
You got a 15.
Four. Okay, a 15. Okay.
Those butterscotchies are really important.
No, go to the back!
The back?
Of the section. There, read.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ignore what he said. It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Butterscotch, important.
Is this the loot?
Yes, loot section.
There's also a small switch in the bottom of one of the jars that can be found with a simple check. Flicking.
Yeah, that's a check. He made the check.
Yeah. Flicking it opens the bookcases.
Oh, hey. Look at that.
So now you can grab Words Take Flight.
I go over and do that.
Huzzah!
Now I have a book. I start reading it.
There's actually no words in it. Instead, there's a bunch of illustrations of more books, and they seem to be moving.
Do I start rearranging the bookshelves?
No. So it's like open books that are within it. It's not like the bookshelves itself, but they're open books within this book, and they are moving around.
Yeah, they look like they're flying. I'm going to prod you in the right direction here. Candy cane is the key to what you need to advance this puzzle forward.
But that's not the password itself. It has something to do with a candy cane.
Yes.
Is there a book that's like red and white striped or is named Candy Cane?
Nope.
I'm going to look at the record player. Is there a record in it?
There is a record player. It's softly playing Christmas music.
Yep. It is a Frank Sinatra Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Oh, perfect.
That's not Christmas, but I just enjoy that song.
Very good song.
Okay, I'll give you a big prod. What flavor is candy cane?
Bacon.
I would love bacon.
That's a thing for the record, there is such a thing as a bacon candy cane.
Is this like the tax collector role playing?
Shut up and take my money!
No. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to find it for you, and I'm going to put it in the chat so that you know that it is literally legitimately a thing. This and pickles.
So, what is traditionally the flavor of a candy cane?
Mint.
Kind of mint!
Peppermint.
Yes. Tyler, I think you made this puzzle too.
That might have been the one section. Anyone want to do something with peppermint? Or the word peppermint or something?
Does it come in a patty?
Peppermint.
Bacon candy canes. Oh my gosh.
There you go.
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, wow.
It's a real thing.
That sounds really disgusting.
Well, yeah, I can buy it now. Only $6 for
I love candy canes. That's a bit. Wow.
But wait, there's more. Order now, and you will receive your free copy of.
I can give you something worse, don't worry. Just keep talking amongst yourself.
Is this going to be a bacon-covered donut?
No, but...
I've heard of bacon-flavored chapstick, but...
All right, so,
oh, there's so many bacon.
So let's move on from the topic of bacon to the puzzle. Well, because while I do enjoy bacon, I also enjoy this puzzle. And I think the puzzle trumps right now.
No, that does.
Oh, wow.
No.
Just... I would eat that.
Yeah.
Is a pickle candy cane anything that I need to know about for this puzzle? Can I roll it?
No.
Oh,
no, there are no candy
man.
Canes in this puzzle.
But I thought you just said there were candy canes.
The peppermint.
The peppermint pickle?
Password! Password!
Can I look for...
So I'll put peppermint in as the password.
Okay. It pops up like a screen. Like a computer screen.
Showing an exit under Santa's chair, although you have no way to access it.
There's several files on the computer.
They're all text files.
Okay, let's look at them.
Most of them are of no importance. They're like Santa's notes and stuff, but flight schedule and stuff. But there are two that stand out. One that says,
I like all kinds of sweets, but nothing beats Mrs. Claus's butterscotchies.
It occurs to me that I have some butterscotch. Cookies.
The other one says,
it's
outstretched 40.
No, here. I got it. I'm gonna type in the chat, but basically it's a line with an angled line. It looks like an obtuse angle with a 40 next to it. A circle with 235 next to it. And then a V shape with a 170 next to it.
Okay.
Perception checks are welcome.
And necessary. let's see, with my
What did I tell you about making the puzzle less complicated?
This was supposed to be the last puzzle, so it's supposed to be a little bit hard.
Well, you succeeded.
Thank you.
With my modifier, that would end up being 19.
Oh, wow. So it has something to do with the ballerinas one, looks like.
So if you investigate the ballerinas on the drawers, one looks like it's getting ready to make a leap. The other one has its hands out in a circle. What's that called?
Plié?
First
plié.
The plié.
Yes.
Or the first position. And then the other one has its hands out and it's slightly upward. Or making it's like arms shape in the shape of like a bird's wings or something like that.
It kind of looks like it's an obtuse angle.
Oh.
No, it kind of looks like a V.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing the symbols at the front of each of those look kind of similar to those positions. So you have the V, and you have an O, and you have kind of like the, looks like the leg in the air next to the 40.
You
okay.
Also notice that they turn.
We need to turn them
to the degrees.
You can try.
Alright, I'll try.
Okay, so using the direction that they were facing originally as the zero position, you turn the first one to 40 degrees, the second one to 235 degrees, and the third one to 170 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, cool. You hear a click.
Perfect.
And they all sink into the table and the desk and can no longer be moved.
Well,
something happened.
Yes, we watched the least interesting version of Nutcracker that I've ever seen. This was a community performance of
I will give you one more hint. The plate is probably useful in some form.
Do you need to put butterscotch cheese on the plate?
Maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe it makes everything explode.
There's no explosions!
No, you said no explosions.
I said no explosions. I said no explosions.
One GM always tells the truth, the other one always lies. Guess which one? This is the big puzzle for the evening.
I'm putting butterscotch cheese on the plate.
You're putting butterscotch cheese on the plate.
The molecular analyzer pops up from the plate and examines the butterscotch cheese, finding them acceptable. It pops back down
because they were specifically vegan ball.
Exactly what she had. Yes.
Oh my goodness!
Exactly.
I'm gonna have nightmares tonight.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. That's what you get.
Anyways, the chair slides down and reveals a metal tunnel, which leads to the bridge. Dun dun dun. All right.
Oh, and just as a reminder, you still have Thomas and Amario with you.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Unless I heard I was still holding Amario.
Yes. He snuggled up to you. And he's probably sleeping. It's hard to tell, though. Stuffed animals don't really close their eyes.
Okay, so let's go through the door.
You go through the door. You enter into the bridge, which has a globe on it covered in lights, and open up my number generator because I don't feel like getting my dice out.
Fair enough.
You drop down the tunnel, do a barrel roll.
So you do that. And you see a furry green man, a robot dog, and a dude in a mech standing there.
Blue. He's the man in the mech is blue.
How flammable do they look?
It all streaks of evil. The green
they
guy.
Gave me a Molotov cocktail.
This is a space where you will not all die if you use the cocktail.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
The green guy looks like he's very flammable. He looks like he hasn't taken a bath in about a week. They're whispering to each other. You turn and look at them. They turn and look at you, and they go, "Rat, the inside is here." Or not they, the furry guy. He sounds grungy.
Wonder who it is.
And, I wonder.
And the other guy says in a bad German accent, "Yes, it seems that we have..." And I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, but I'm German, so I'm really making fun of myself.
That's a great way of putting that.
We must deal with them quickly. I sound like I'm from Transylvania. We must deal with them quickly so that we can continue with our plan to destroy Christmas once and for all. They ready themselves for the attack.
Oh, no. Jim Carrey and Mike Myers are coming after us. We must... This is the worst SNL Christmas special ever. Okay.
Actually, it's 3 on 5 because you guys do have Thomas and Amarillo, and you also have the book.
We have the book. The book and the bear.
So, if in case it wasn't clear, it was Grinch and his it's the Grinch and his cyborg dog Max and his sidekick Mr. Freeze.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm getting that now. All right.
Yeah, so that probably wasn't very clear because I don't think he actually has a German accent.
Well, it depends what version of the Schwarzenegger version. Yeah. Which movie?
I'll be back.
Which movie are you watching? Which television show or movie are you watching? Okay.
The '70s.
Oh no, not that version. All right, cool.
Na 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 na. Batman.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a fight.
Cool.
It's a fight.
Yay.
You have to jump on them though, which means you get to react first.
Perfect. So they're very flammable.
One is
okay.
I just looked up it up. Mr. Freeze would probably take some serious heat damage too.
He'd melt. He'd melt
kind of. His lower legs are frozen to like basically absolute zero.
Oh, okay.
So if you thawed him out, it'd probably hurt a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I guess Snowball's one thing that he's going to do is, I guess he's going to chuck the Molotov cocktail in their direction and yell, Viva la Revolucion!
Finally, after 2 hours.
After 2 hours, I finally get to use the Molotov cocktail. Just like I always planned.
Okay, what do you make a d20?
Okay.
And pray you don't get a 1.
No, I got a 17. I don't know if I have a modifier on that or not, but...
you don't, because it's a bomb attack. You don't have any bonuses to that.
Fair enough. So 17.
But you hit the Grinch, and he's on fire.
Perfect. Improvement.
Heavy damage. And it takes about 3/5 of a wound.
I consider that an improvement.
Sneak attack?
Yes, you can do that. Because technically he's being flanked by the explosion. The Grinch is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, I got an 18.
Oh, plus 16.
Yeah.
So... Wait, who are you? Did you attack the Grinch? Yes. Because he's flanked. So a 16 plus an 18? Mine explosion. Bad. Oh, he actually handled that okay. He only takes another wound and a half on top.
Mm-hmm. Only a wound and a half. Oh, man.
Wound and a half. I'm kind of scared for the other guy.
Basically 2 wounds, so.
You were focused on the Grinch guy right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, by the way, because you're so close to the Grinch, he has this horrible aura that surrounds him because he hasn't showered in a week. So you're now retching and gagging, and he didn't think that went through very well.
Amarillo and Thomas are not retching and gagging, though.
Yeah, they're okay.
All right.
So,
the animals, they can't smell anything.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try a red hot.
Okay. You consume a red hot and feel the power of dragons building up inside you.
The power of determination in dragons.
Yes. You open your mouth and suddenly a cone of flame erupts from it.
All right. Can I aim that at the Mr. Freeze guy?
Yes, you can.
I rolled a 20. Natural 20.
A natural 20, did you say?
Yep.
That's like the... So now you get out your awesome luck, huh? Right as we reach the boss fight. Good job.
Hey, if you're going to get it at any time, now is the time.
We just need to not die up to that point.
Yes.
Which
also important.
What's Max doing?
Nothing yet.
Okay, so I breathe fire on them.
Main body, heat explosion core, frost cannon, and then the claw arm. Those are the 4 locations you can target.
And those are all on the different people, not all on one?
Those are all on Mr. Freeze.
Okay, let's get rid of that cannon.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I turn on airplane mode for a second.
Oh my! Oh, that explains so much. We're already out of the plane. That was like 4 scenes ago.
Yeah.
Thunderstruck's already over.
Okay. So, which one are you targeting again?
The frost cannon.
Frost cannon.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, it's completely destroyed. It's rendered completely useless. And you also managed to get a hit on Max, who takes some damage. Not very much, but enough.
Okay.
Cool.
So, while this is all happening, Thomas trumpets with his nose, and there's this ringing sound that runs throughout the room. The Grinch is visibly dazed now. He looks all around confused, like, what's going on? And then Amarillo, he raises one little paw from Aurora's arms, and he shoots out a little beam of a little cone of light from his hand, but it washes over everybody, but it doesn't really do anything.
Except warms our hearts.
So they have magic powers.
Yeah. Yep, the stuffed animals have magic powers, just so you know.
Okay, yeah. It's the enemy's turn. So Mr. Freeze is irritated. He's coming in, and he slaps at DC. You'll need to make a defense check.
Okay, and that's the 4d6?
Yes.
Or is that the d20?
Or the d20.
Okay.
Get a plus bonus to this.
Oh, then that's a 19.
Okay. You just barely managed to resist the attack. And he's not able to grapple you, which is really good, because he would have grabbed you and lifted you up. The Grinch, his hands are clawed, and so he swipes in at Aurora. So a d20. Okay. Actually, 2d20s, because he does it twice.
16, 13.
You have a bonus, I think. A high bonus. Yeah, he his attacks don't do anything. They bounce off the little armor that you have.
Okay.
And then the robot dog jumps out and attacks Nathan.
So. This is what I've been waiting for. Dog v. Unicorn. I get
round one, fight.
I get a 14. I'm not sure what I would have for a modifier, but
for a modifier, you get a. I think you get a plus 5, so you get a 19.
Sure, I'll take it.
You block the damage just barely with your horn. You're basically like holding his mouth open with your horn.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, it's y'all's action now.
Can I reprimand the dog?
You're welcome to.
Not as an action, but just like generally, kind of going. You are a very rude robot dog.
You can talk while you make an action.
Bad dog. Bad. You go
sit,
to your
stay.
Room. Yes.
Roll over. Play dead. Actually.
I would actually prefer that you play dead. We're going to try to make that happen.
Make a check.
Okay.
And a check. A 20. So 12. He seems mildly confused. Like, he thinks he should be obeying, but part of him says no. Don't.
Oh, his logic circuits are just malfunctioning.
Yes.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay. Actions for the party. By the way, you have all your uses back, so you get all three of your acid splashes back.
I was wondering if I could try to convince Max to be on our side. I have diplomacy, and I don't know if the stuffed animals do anything.
It's worth a shot. Tyler, did the stuffed animals have any bonuses?
No.
Nope, can't give her any bonuses.
Okay.
So you'll just get your plus 4 to diplomacy.
We're
so going to
try Whoville tactics.
Poor Max.
So that would be.
He's a very large horn tied to the top of his head, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No.
Is the unicorn the
20
one?
And the bonus.
Oh.
Have you nat 20'd? Oh.
So the bonus doesn't matter. Max looks at you, sits. Pants, then turns around and growls at the Grinch, who is now deeply concerned. You're controlling Max now.
Oh. Yay!
Yay!
Oh my goodness, yeah. He's strong!
he's a buff boy.
Wahoo, okay.
So.
Lord. Okay, he's now... the Grinch's heart exploded 3 times its normal size. Out of fear that the dog was going to destroy him.
His heart didn't get bigger, it shrunk and quaked in fear.
And it's a real problem. He can't see the doctor.
For he knew now that the forces of inside were here.
Okay, so DC, it's your turn.
I want to attempt to smash Mr. Freeze here with a flurry of blows.
Yeah, D20 roll. And you're going to get your, I think, a plus 5 to it. Either plus 5 or plus 6. One of the two.
First one's a 19. That's with a plus 5.
Ooh.
You guys are like tearing through these all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Wait, Mr. Freeze, how much of a defensive bonus? You get that's a 19 plus 5, so a 24?
No. If my bonus is a plus 5, it's a 19.
I think it's a 5.
Okay.
You hit. Pretty and badly, then, actually. 2d20. Right. 2d6.
So roll 2d6?
Yeah.
Okay. 7.
Is that including minus 1s for 1s and plus 1s for 6s?
Oh, 6.
So You get the first attack in and deal him a decent amount of damage. Choose a target. Right. We now have main body,
heat and core.
And the heat expulsion core.
Let's go after that core.
So the core takes 3 points of damage. Has everyone made an action? Has someone not made an action?
I still have to do stuff, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
Has Aurora done something?
Yes.
Jeez,
you did the Tyler, you're forgetting about the
Sorry, I'm just trying to paint to a lot of things. Yeah, because now I control Max, that's right.
Yeah, okay. So, let's see. Snowball wants to grab that potato gun and stick one of his gummy bears on top of one of the potatoes and then put the potato into the gun and then shoot the gummy bear on top of the potato at the Grinch.
That is not how I expected that working, but okay.
Well, welcome to the party. You gave me 20 rounds of potatoes and 20 gummy bears. Guess what I'm going to be doing? Spam attack.
Gummy potatoes.
We're going to have gummy bears riding the potato like it's Slim Pickens at the end of How I Learned to Love the Bomb. We're going So what am I rolling
I love it.
For
what
this?
That mean? That sounds hilarious.
Okay, make a roll.
Dr. Strangelove, The Gummy Bear Chronicles. We're gonna... Okay, that's a 12 and whatever I would get for a modifier.
I think you get up ranged weapons, right? So I don't know if you get anything.
Probably not.
Doesn't
but
look
does
like
the
it.
Gummy bear get a bonus?
Oh, you bet it does.
There you go.
You don't know what the gummy bears do yet.
I don't know, but I'm thinking that it must be something pretty great if they can ride a potato.
That had a lot of meanings, and none of them were appropriate. Please and thank you.
You know, you learned all the wrong lessons from VeggieTales. That's what I'm just trying to get.
Oh my.
What, is the Grinch still okay?
What did you get?
I got a 12.
12?
Yeah,
it misses. But it hits the back wall and creates a small explosion.
Oh, sweet.
Santa's going to have to get this thing repaired.
Future problems.
Okay, so if that's everyone else's action, Thomas shoots a stream of blue fluff at the Grinch. It doesn't do anything other than looks adorable and makes all your hearts melt. Then Amarillo leaps out of Aurora's arms and attacks the core of Mr. Freeze's mech, who got a natural one. So do with that as you will.
What did Amarillo get?
6.
He takes his core, takes, so I'm thinking like 4 points of damage. It's a very good roll. The core is not looking good for wear. What about Max?
He attempts a sonic bark, but gets a natural one against the 20 of the Grinch's defense. Natural 20.
So we had a super critical. We're making roll to dodge history right here.
Never happened before.
It's never happened before. So what happens is that he barks, but he barks so hard his head explodes off and he dies.
That's sad. I just got Max too.
He'll get repaired eventually. I'm sure Santa will keep him around. Good guard dogs are hard to come by.
Grinch and
Freeze make their actions. The Grinch is going to make a double attack against Declare.
It's DC again.
Yeah, DC. There
but,
sorry, my
am
brain.
I rolling again?
2d20s. I need the result of each
what's
one.
What's Freeze doing
you'll,
while we're
you'll
sitting
get a plus four to each one. Mr. Freeze goes in with a flaming punch at...
Flaming?
Yes, a flaming punch.
Icing, yes.
Well, it's flaming. It's actually flaming.
Why?
It's his ability, okay?
He's Mr. Freeze! You're not making any sense, but whatever.
Well, he has a heat expulsion core. That heat goes somewhere.
Okay, whatever. I don't know.
He makes a flaming punch attack at the Unicorn Snowball, which is a d20.
DC, what'd you get?
I got a 1 and then a 19.
First shot, like, batters him around a lot because it's claws, and deals him 4 points of damage, 4/5 of a wound. Then the second attack is blocked by a shell.
All right.
What did you get?
Oh, I rolled an 11.
So you get hit with a flaming punch and take 3 points.
No, 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 It's a three.
Are you rolling for the enemies?
Yes.
Oh, you could have told me that.
I'm trying to speed things along. I'm making it go slower.
Nothing out. You nimbly dodge out of the way.
Back to you.
Perfect. Obviously, Slim Pickens Gummy Bear. we're loading that potato gun up again and throwing another.
Going for a ride.
And aiming it at the Grinch.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
12. I love that number. I love that number.
You miss. Create another small explosion. You're frying electronics left and right.
Well, I'm saving Santa a lot of money on interior decorating.
Well, keep trying to hit the core on Mr. Freeze here.
Okay. So another flurry of blows?
Yeah, we might as well. I rolled a 20.
Okay. So roll 2d6.
5 and 4, 9.
So his core explodes in a fiery blast of light and deals some damage to his claw arm. Why is there so much bacon?
I think the better question is, why is there not more bacon?
Oh, no, wait. It doesn't just damage the claw arm. It destroys the claw arm.
Oh, even better.
Nice.
The only thing left is the main body?
Yeah, that's right. So, I'm still not understanding how you're using a potato cum. Say what?
I have disabled device.
Do you want to try and disable him?
Oh.
Yeah.
You leap toward Mr. Freeze, and you use disabled device. How much of a bonus do you get on that? +4, right? +3.
Yeah, +3. Ooh. I got a 19.
With or without the bonus?
Without.
Mr. Freeze's machine suddenly shuts down and is now, like, not running anymore. He's out of the fight because he now no longer has a device that's working. So it's just you and the Grinch now.
Thomas shoots more blue fluff at the Grinch. This time, it really does some serious damage. It was a 19 for Thomas to a 1 for the Grinch.
Oof.
And then Amarillo leaps from his perch on Mr. Freeze to the Grinch and bounces off him. There's a little poof.
Nice try.
He takes a tumble.
So the Grinch freaks out. He's about to die. He can't do this. So he grabs a snow globe from his pocket and goes, "I'll be back, you lousy, you meddling kids."
I would have gone away with it too.
Ruby Rube.
Oh, poor Mac.
And then he throws the snow globe at his feet and vanishes into a puff of snow and water and snow globe stuff. Glass, I assume. A decent amount of glass.
Yeah, whatever's in snow globes.
Looking around, you can now hear a faint yelling for help now that all the commotion has ceased. It's more like a grunting. It's coming from underneath the main control panel, which nearly got destroyed.
Okay, go over to the main control panel, see what's underneath.
Okay. Underneath is a taut, gagged, and bound Santa Claus.
Oh, hey! Let me help you out!
Santa.
So I'll help him out and stand him upright and everything like that.
All in time.
Oh. Thank you, my friends, for helping me.
We
it's so good to
choice.
See a friendly face here at the North Pole after all these shenanigans. My elves were brainwashed by drinking bad eggnog, and all my reindeer got turned into sausage, but I think it'll be okay. I have some roosters in the back. I think they'll work just fine.
Looking up
no
reindeer sausage.
No one bothers to tell him that reindeer can't fly. Or roosters can't fly. No one bothers to tell him that roosters can't fly. I am most grateful. And for your bravery and fortitude, I would like to give you all a Christmas gift.
All right. My God, to say it was pretty cool smashing some faces, though. Anything else is just a bonus.
I'm glad you have the Christmas spirit of Kung Fu within you. Now here, take this. It's a bell.
All right. I ring it.
It makes a sound like an alarm clock.
Oh, I stop it.
Nothing works the way it's supposed to around here, does it?
No, apparently not.
Suddenly, Snowball begins to take on an almost ethereal form.
Oh no! I think there must be some young reindeer. Now I'm just thinking about reindeer sausage. Thanks for that.
It's so good.
Sure, it is.
I wouldn't know, but
I believe that my ethereal form is starting to dissipate, unfortunately. But, you know, maybe I'll return on another holiday adventure. Goodbye to my compatriots and to all of you lovely folks. And I imagine that he's starting to glow like a disco ball at this very point.
Yes. Yes.
And he starts doing the dance from Happy Feet with all of the ghost penguins that are now deceased in the thing. And just to kind of like bring it all home, you know, that lovely moment. Yeah. Nice song and dance number at the end.
Yeah. And then with sparkles and beauty and light everywhere, suddenly Snowball wakes up and realizes it was all just a dream.
Oh, Mommy, I had the weirdest dream. I don't know.
Or was it?
What was it? Oh, well, I suppose that's a really long story, and I do have to get off to grammar class, so maybe I'll tell you later?
Excuse me, I can't speak. All right, dear.
Can I have more of these books?
Of course.
These are terrific books.
Of course, dear.
And you know what I think? I think when I grow up, I want to be a detective.
That's very nice, dear. Now eat your oats so you can get to grammar class.
That sounds absolutely lovely. This is the most idyllic unicorn house ever.
He goes off to eat his oats happily.
And there our story ends. Join us next time when our party saves so much reindeer sausage.
I'm just going to find every link for reindeer sausage at this point.
You'd be surprised
how many there are.
No, I'm really not.
Okay.
Reindeer sausage is really good, actually.
I'll take your word for it.
There our story ends, but join us next time when our intrepid heroes save the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, God.
Or the Easter Bunny. Or whatever my insider character happens to be next.
Whatever seasonal character happens to arrive.
I'm afraid that's all I have for you tonight.
Hey, that's...
Y'all...
That's great. Okay. Oh, well, yeah, no, that's awesome. I want to just thank James, Tyler, for putting in just so much work and, you know, getting this whole thing together. I know it was a tremendous amount of work to do to you know, humor my ridiculous ideas of doing one shots.
Oh, we went above and beyond. There's stuff that we didn't even get to. So,
you know what? Save it, like, save it for the next thing.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah,
you repurposed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah. No, thank you so much. And thank you for introducing us to Roll to Dodge as well. Hopefully we've given you all new kinds of ideas for the system.
Oh, too many.
Like,
way too many.
You never imagined a gummy bear would ride a potato, but, you know, true believers.
Mints are definitely going to be part of my next.
Perfect. Yeah. If you ever have, like, you know, an equipment list,
Bacon Mints. Gonna be on there.
Yeah. Bestiary. Yeah. It goes with everything.
Yeah, it really does.
Oh, my goodness. I also, while I'm here, I want to thank DC for humoring me as well. You always seem to, and I don't know why, but I always appreciate when you come by.
No problem. Love being here.
Yeah, we love having you. And Butterfly, thank you for coming on and for, you know, gracing us with your presence. I know this was really the first time that you've done something like this, but I really enjoyed having you, and you're welcome back anytime.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. I had a great time.
And I think that is where our stream actually ends. Want to wish everybody at Delve a Merry Christmas and a fantastic Festivus. And what else is going on?
New Year's is coming up pretty fast.
New Year's? Neat New Year's? Happy New Year. Did they just say Happy New Year?
I guess. I think Neat New Year sounds better, though.
Yeah. Nouveau New Year. I think that actually works better in practice. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, everyone. You have a wonderful night. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much to everybody who came in. and who participated and who worked so hard on this. And we will see everybody next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And so the party rescues Santa. A smelly green figure has his plans thwarted. Snowball gains new determination to become a great detective. Aurora charms a robot dog shortly before its head explodes. Luth receives an alarming new gift that proves it truly is the thought that counts. Gummy bears explode much like fireworks on New Year's Eve. Stuffed animals continue to be adorable. And yes, Virginia, there is a bacon air freshener. It does exist. Special thanks to James and Tyler Braffin for their work on Roll to Dodge and their hard work putting this story together. Also, thanks to DC Lasserre and Book Butterfly for playing in the game while I am present. Such is a badge of honor, as many are now aware. Additional thanks go to the creators of Bacon Mints, Bacon Soap, and Bacon Soda for daring to dream. And of course, thank you to our sponsors on Patreon, especially our shiny level patrons Bonnie Ainsworth and Dominic Perry. To stay informed on everything Delve related, follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Delve Podcast. When our show returns, it will be in a non-Master Delve fashion with episodes of a more familiar nature. So as this version of Citanium may never resurface, let me just say, Purple Monkey Dishwasher. Oh wait, it's a British accent, let's utilize it. Aluminium Crumpet Lorry. And to all a good night.